And now, based on a prayer written by Phil Crane, and with moments incorporated of silence, let us pray. Holy God, as we come before you today, quieten our minds from their ceaseless chatter, and still both them and us, as you calmed the storm. We come before you, Creator of all that lives and breathes, in awe and wonder, knowing our words and worship fall short of all we want to express and say, but aware that they will be acceptable in your sight, and knowing our lives fall short of all that you expect, but aware that still you love us. We approach you, O God, with thankful hearts, for reminding us through the prophets of old that you are coming, that we are not forgotten, that despite the worst we can throw at you, you still come in Jesus Christ and are ready to forgive all who are truly penitent. Father of everlasting grace, we confess our sins. The good news is spoken. The declaration is made. Our sins are forgiven. It is time to straighten our highways, raise up our valleys, and make our rough places smooth. Help us, Lord, to prepare a place for you, in our hearts, in our worship, in this service, in our street, in our school, in our workplace, in our home, in our nation, in our world, your world, through Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. And the collect for this Sunday. God of all time and space, who are we that you should come to us? Yet you have visited your people and redeemed us in your Son. As we prepare in this season of Advent to celebrate his birth, make our hearts leap for joy at the sound of your word, and move us by your Spirit to bless your wonderful works. We ask this through him whose coming is certain, whose day draws near, even your Son, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. We hear now our Gospel reading, taken from the Gospel of Mark, and the first chapter, beginning at the first verse.